KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, a whole lot of softball tournament play over the weekend on Saturday. Let's take a look at Saturday's action at the Fort Dodge tourney. Atlantic beat GTRA 6-5. It was winner set over Harlan 13-1. Also at the Griswold tournament Saturday, Griswold beat Tri-Center 8-4. Mount Air over Exira EHK 10-0. In the consolation game, Tri-Center downing Exira EHK 9-6. And in the championship, Mount Air 4-0 winners over Griswold. At the Audubon tournament on Saturday, in first round play, Maple Valley defeated Audubon 11-4. West Harrison over Panorama 4-3. ACGC beat Bowyer Valley 12-0. And Underwood over Coon Rapids Bayard 11-2. In consolation play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Bowyer Valley 10-6. And Panorama over Audubon 12-6. In the semifinals, West Harrison beat Maple Valley 6-4. ACGC over Underwood 8-5. Seventh place game saw Bowyer Valley defeat Audubon 8-7. Panorama beat Coon Rapids Bayard in the fifth place game 13-0. In the third place game, Underwood over Maple Valley 5-2. And the championship went to ACGC, outlasting West Harrison in eight innings 11-6. Also at the Martinsdale St. Mary's tournament, Webster City downed AHSTW by a 9-3 final. At the Shenandoah tournament on Saturday, Shenandoah beat Stanton 11-3. It was Missouri Valley over Fremont Mills 9-5. Fremont Mills beat Shenandoah 6-4. Stanton over Missouri Valley 11-9. Shenandoah beat Missouri Valley 8-7. And Stanton over Fremont Mills 9-7. At the Thomas Jefferson tournament, Bedford beat Thomas Jefferson 8-2. Glenwood over Sydney 19-1. Trainer edging Lewis Central 2-1. Central Decatur beat St. Albert 13-2. Earlham over Abe Lincoln 12-1. Glenwood beat Bedford 15-0. Sydney over Central Decatur 9-4. Lewis Central topping Thomas Jefferson 13-3. Earlham beat St. Albert 10-0. And Trainer over Abe Lincoln 7-0. In bracket play, it was TJ over St. Albert 9-2. Trainer beat Bedford 10-1. AL over Sydney 6-5. Lewis Central beat Central Decatur 9-8. And in the championship, Earlham edging Glenwood 3-2. At the Denison tournament, Sioux City North beat Denison 13-10. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Logan Magnolia 8-3. Sioux City North beat Logan Magnolia by a final of 13-7, and Sergeant Bluff Luton over Denison 11-1. At the East Sac Triangular, it was Kemper Catholic beating East Sac County 7-3, and Kemper Catholic over Glidden-Ralston 17-2. East Sac County beat Glidden-Ralston by a 6-1 final. Over at the Oskaloosa tournament, it was Oskaloosa beating Creston 12-2, and Iowa City Liberty beating Creston by a score of 10-2. Orient-Maxburg tournament saw Lenox beat Nottoway Valley 8-4 in the semifinals. Murray beat Melcher Dallas 13-2 in the semis. In the consolation, Orient-Maxburg beat Mormon Trail 11-1. In the consolation round, it was East Union over Diagonal 11-0. Seventh place game, Diagonal 10-5 over Mormon Trail. The fifth place game saw Orient-Maxburg beat East Union 2-0. The third place match was Nottoway Valley beating Melcher Dallas 9-8. And the championship, Murray 8-1 over Lenox for the title. And high school boys baseball over the weekend in tournament play at the West Harrison Invitational. West Harrison beat Whiting 10-0. West Monona over Sydney 7-5. Whiting beat Sydney 4-2. And in the championship, West Harrison 8-4 over West Monona. At the Ridgeview tournament, Sioux City West beat Missouri Valley 17-2. Missouri Valley won the consolation game by a 12-10 final over Ridgeview. In the Battle of the Bluffs tourney, ADM over Glenwood 8-7. St. Albert beat Clear Lake 8-1. Waukee over Lewis Central 8-0. Burlington beat Abraham Lincoln 12-2. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Glenwood 9-4. St. Albert beat Lamar's 14-4. Sioux City North over Lewis Central 6-3. And Des Moines Lincoln defeating Thomas Jefferson in eight innings 3-2. The weekly Iowa High School Boys Baseball Coaches Association rankings out yesterday saw Johnston take the top spot in 4A this week, with Western Dubuque, Iowa City West, Southeast Polk, and Dowling Catholic the top five. In 3A, it's Cedar Rapids Xavier, Davenport Assumption, Central DeWitt, Harlan, and Solon in the top five. In 2A, Wilton, Dyke, New Hartford, North Lynn, Trainer, and New Hampton are the top five. And in Class 1A, Newman Catholic, Southeast Warren, Martinsdale St. Mary's, Calamus Wheatland, and Don Bosco round out this week's top five teams. Well, Vanderbilt and Mississippi State have won their opening games in the College World Series. The number 2 national seed got 2 homers from Austin Martin in a 3-1 win over Louisville. Martin homered on Reed Detmer's first pitch of the game, and he went deep again in the 7th to break a tie. Drake Fellows came off a poor outing in the Super Regionals to pitch 7 strong innings, yielding 1 run and 7 hits for Vandy. In Game 2, Marshall Gilbert hit a bases-loaded single to cap a 4-run 9th and give the Bulldogs a 5-4 walk-off victory over Auburn. A wild throw by third baseman allowed the tying run to score. Marshall Gilbert went hitless in 4 at-bats before he sent Mississippi State to its 6th straight tournament victory. Vandy and Mississippi State winners in Omaha yesterday. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cardinals managed just 3 hits and still beat the Mets 4-3 on Paul DeJong's tie-breaking solo homer in the 8th inning. DeJong homered 3 times in the series to help St. Louis take 3-4 from New York. Paul Goldschmidt slugged a 2-run homer for the Redbirds. Also in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Miami 5-4, Atlanta over Philadelphia 15-1, Washington beat Arizona 15-5, San Diego downed Colorado 14-13, Milwaukee over San Francisco 5-3, and L.A. beat Chicago 3-2. In the American League, Martin Maldonado celebrated Father's Day by wearing a blue necktie on his chest protector and providing 3 hits with 2 RBIs in the Royals' 8-6 victory at Minnesota. Also in the AL, Boston beat Baltimore in 10 innings, 8-6. Tampa Bay downed L.A., 6-5. Cleveland over Detroit, 8-0. Toronto beat Houston, 12-0. New York over Chicago, 10-3. Seattle beat Oakland, 6-3. In interleague play, Cincinnati, 11-3 over Texas. Also in baseball news, the Yankees' acquisition of Edwin Encarnacion has been completed. The slugger is coming over from the Mariners for 19-year-old minor league pitcher Juan Thin. Seattle is also picking up about $8.4 million of Encarnacion's roughly $16.4 million contract that's guaranteed. The 36-year-old Encarnacion has hit 21 homers this season and has averaged 37 homers and 109 RBIs in his last 7 seasons. And manager Aaron Boone says he plans to use Encarnacion primarily as his designated hitter and give him a few games at first base. Boone says he expects Encarnacion to be available when the Yankees open up a 3-game series against the Rays today. The Mets have placed pitcher Noah Syndergaard on the 10-day injured list with a strained right hamstring and activated second baseman Robinson Cano from the IL. Syndergaard reached for his right hamstring after throwing a pitch in the 7th inning in New York's 8-7 win over the Cardinals on Saturday. Gary Woodland has captured his first major golf championship by holding off the 2-time defending U.S. Open champion. Woodland closed with a 30-foot putt for birdie to finish 3 strokes ahead of Brooks Koepka in the Open at Pebble Beach. The Kansas native shot a 2-under par 69 on Sunday for a 13-under total. Koepka was within 1 shot of the lead with 5 holes remaining before closing with pars the rest of the way. Woodland's bogey on the par 3 12th allowed Koepka to close the gap, but he birdied the par 5 14th to regain a 2-stroke edge. Woodland is the 5th player to break 70 in all 4 rounds of the U.S. Open. He also beat by 1 shot the score Tiger Woods posted during his 15-shot victory at Pebble Beach in the 2000 U.S. Open. Koepka fell short in his quest to become the first player since Willie Anderson in 1905 to win 3 straight U.S. Opens. Brooke Henderson has become the winningest Canadian professional golfer. Henderson won the Meyer LPGA Classic for his 9th career victory. Broke a tie with Sandra Post for the Canadian record on the LPGA Tour and also moved ahead of George Knutson and Mike Weir for the overall country mark. Christopher Bell won the NASCAR Xfinity Series race Sunday at the Iowa Speedway, his 4th victory of the season and 2nd straight in Newton. Bell led 186 of 250 laps to claim his 2nd short track win of the 2019 season by nearly 2 seconds. He also won at Bristol in April. Pole sitter Cole Custer was 2nd, followed by Justin Allgaier and Harrison Burton. Zane Smith was 5th in just his 5th start in that series. Iowa guard Joe Wieskamp says he learned a great deal from the NBA draft process. Wieskamp withdrew from the draft to return to the Hawkeyes after his freshman season, where he averaged just over 11 points and finished 2nd in the Big Ten in 3-point average.
It was a great experience for me just to go out there and see a couple different places, just the environment, the type of personnel, some different guys from different teams that I was able to work out with. Just get some feedback on areas that I can improve on moving forward, and so that way if I do, you know, have a good year or maybe in the future, that would be something I can do and take that next step.
Wieskamp says it was a good experience for down the road, and he hopes to take his game to the next level as a sophomore. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.